Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 86, Mizmor Pevav. The Italian 16th century commentator called Rav Ovadia Sforno sets this psalm in exile. When a person is missing the presence of God, that presence which rests specifically in the land of Israel. For this reason, he begins his psalm asking God to incline his ear to the prayer, since if he were in Israel, God would immediately hear. It's a local call. But in exile, he must first ask God to incline. Tfilah of David, Ate Adonai Oznecha, Aneini, Ki Ani, Vevion Ani. A prayer of David, incline your ear, O Lord, answer me, for I am poor and needy. Commentators differ as to whether he's referring to his physical state, being literally poor, or he's using it as a metaphor of his state of mind. I surrender like a poor person. I humbly ask for compassion because in exile I can't fulfill your command due to the other nations controlling me. Shamra nafshi ki chasid ani, hushav decha ata Elohai aboteach elecha. Preserve my soul, for I am a chasid, a pious one. O God, save your servant who trusts in you. Chaneni Adonai ki elecha ekra kol hayom. Be merciful to me, for I call to you daily. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for to you I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good, ready to forgive, a bountiful love towards all those who call upon you. Hazina Adonai tfilati, v'akshiva v'kol tachnotai. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend the voice of my supplications. The section begins, Hashem oznecha, hate oznecha, va'aneni, and it concludes with Hakshiva, hazina Hashem tefilati, Hakshiva kol tachanunotai. Each verse has a request and a justification. Protect my soul, for I am pious. Save your servant, for he trusts in you. Show grace to me, for I call out to you daily. Make the soul of your servant rejoice, for to you my soul rises up. As opposed to a complete supplication in which the psalmist would call out in desperation, appealing to God's compassion, here he appeals to reason. The relationship between Israel and God is covenantal, and thus, if we call out to him, we hope and expect him to respond. It comes to the head in the final verse of this section, where he puts it out in no uncertain terms. Beyom sarati ekra'eka ki ta'aneni. On the day of my trouble, I will call out to you, for you, because you, when you will answer me. Debate what exactly ki means. Radak formulates part of this approach clearly when he says in the words of the psalmist, therefore I will call you in my day of distress, for I know you would answer me, because all those who call out to you in a full heart will be answered. For you're not like the other gods, for whom when they call out, they do not receive an answer. Thus, the psalmist expects an answer because of his relationship that he's developed in the covenant. Section 2 continues on a different theme. Ein kamocha b'Elohim Adonai ve'ein kamasecha. Kol goyim asher asita yavo v'shtachavu l'fenecha Adonai v'chabdu l'shmecha. Ki gadol ata v'oseh nifla'ot. Ata Elohim levadecha. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you. Glorify your name. For you are great and you do wondrous things. You alone are God. It's amazing how much of our tefillah is taken from the verses of Tehillim, specifically from just the past few chapters, where individual verses are adopted by the liturgy. Verses 8, 10, and 5, 6, and 17 are used in different places in Tefillah. Verse 8, most prominently, when the Torah is taken out of the Ark in the Ashkenaz tradition. We call out, Ein kamocha b'Elohim Hashem. Verse 9 plays on the theme which appears ubiquitously in Tanakh, that one day all the nations of the world, God's creations, will come and prostrate themselves before you. The universalistic dimension is fascinating that it may sometimes clash with the same nations that the psalmist is asking to smite. Though not in this psalm, instead, in the last verse, he beseeches from God that his enemies will be shamed by the election of Israel. Harini ane doikecha ahalech ba'amitcha mitecha yachiv levavi lirashenecha. Teach me your ways, O Lord, so I will walk in truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Odcha Adonai Elohai b'chol levavi v'chabda shenecha le'olam. I will thank you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forevermore. Ki chazdecha gadol alai v'itzalta nafshi mish'ol tachtia. For your greatness and kindness is too much for me. Gadol alai. And you've saved my soul from the depths of Sheol. Verse 11 introduces a new idea. Teach me. The psalmist wants to know God's ways, like Moshe, using the same phrase. Horeini Hashem derkecha, hodiena derkecha. Malbim suggests that he asks God to inform him in three areas. Inform me God's ways, how God runs the world with kindness and mercy, so he can learn that same approach as to how to live his life. Also, the hidden truths he wants to learn, the depths and secrets of the Torah, as well as philosophical truths, the essence of God, divine providence, which will fill his heart with fear and love of God. The final section says the following, introducing the wicked. Elohim zedim kamim alai, kamu alai v'adat aritzim b'kshu nashi v'lo samuch l'negdam. Oh God, the arrogant have risen against me, and the assembly of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set you before them. But you, Lord, full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, bountiful in loving kindness and truth. Turn to me, have mercy upon me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign of good, for they who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. In the final section, in what appears to me as an afterthought, the psalmist turns to God and tells him about his enemies who have risen against him. Being that God is filled with mercy and love and compassion, he asks God to incline to him, show grace, give strength, and ultimately salvation. Show his enemies on whose side God stands, and let those enemies be shamed for choosing the wrong side, and let it be known that God supports his nation. In line with the rest of the psalm, he gives a justification for his expected answer. For you are my helper and my comforter. He believes in God, and he believes that God believes in him. For this, the psalm is filled with praise, joy, and gratitude.